Catch that rabbit. The vacation was longer than 2 weeks. That Mike Donovan had to admit. It had been 6 months with pay. He admitted that, too. But that, as he explained furiously, was fortuitous. U.S. robots had to get the bugs out of the multiple robot, and there were plenty of bugs, and there are always at least half a dozen bugs left for the field testing. So they waited and relaxed until the drawing board man and the slide rule boys had said, okay. And now he and Powell were out on the asteroid, and it was not okay. He repeated that a dozen times with a face that had gone beady. For the love of Pete, Greg, get realistic. What's the use of adhering to the letter of the specifications and watching the test go to pot? It's about time you got the red tape out of your pants and went to work. I'm only saying, said Gregory Powell patiently, as one explaining electronics to an idiot child, that according to spec, those robots are equipped for asteroid mining without supervision. We are not supposed to watch them. All right. Look. Logic. He lifted his hairy fingers and pointed. 1. That new robot passed every test in the home laboratories. 2. United States robots guaranteed they're passing the test of actual performance on an asteroid. 3. The robots are not passing said tests. 4. If they don't pass, United States Robots loses 10 million credits in cash and about 100 million in reputation. 5. If they don't pass and we can't explain why they don't pass, it is just possible 2 good jobs may have to be bidden a fond farewell. Powell groaned heavily behind a noticeably insincere smile. The unwritten motto of United States Robot and Mechanical Men Corporation was well known. No employee makes the same mistake twice. He is fired the first time. Aloud, he said, "You're as lucid as Euclid with everything except the facts. You've watched that robot group for 3 shifts, you redhead, and they did their work perfectly. You said so yourself. What else can we do?" Find out what's wrong. That's what we can do. So they did work perfectly when I watched them. But on 3 different occasions when I didn't watch them, they didn't bring in any ore. They didn't even come back on schedule. I had to go after them.
And was anything wrong?
Not a thing. Not a thing. Everything was perfect. Smooth and perfect as the luminiferous ether. Only one little insignificant detail disturbed me. There was no ore. Powell scowled at the ceiling and pulled at his brown mustache.
I'll tell you what, Mike. We've been stuck with pretty lousy jobs in our time, but this takes the Iridium asteroid. The whole business is complicated past endurance. Look, that robot, DV-5, has 6 robots under it, and not just under it. They're part of it.
I know that.
Shut up, said Powell savagely. I know you know it, but I'm just describing the hell of it. Those 6 subsidiaries are part of DV-5 like your fingers are part of you, and it gives them their orders neither by voice nor radio, but directly through positronic fields. Now, there isn't a roboticist back at United States Robots that knows what a positronic field is or how it works. And neither do I. Neither do you.
The last, agreed Donovan, philosophically. I know.
Then look at our position. If everything works, fine. If anything goes wrong, we're out of our depth and there probably isn't a thing we can do, or anybody else. But the job belongs to us and not to anyone else, so we're on the spot, Mike.
He blazed away for a moment in silence. Then, all right. Have you got him outside?
Yes.
Is everything normal now?
Well, he hasn't got religious mania, and he isn't running around in a circle spouting Gilbert and Sullivan, so I suppose he's normal.
Donovan passed out the door, shaking his head viciously.